What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's Tim. I'm JP. This is the Positive Truth. We're bringing you uplifting and positive news for your Monday. Make your week a little bit better. Show you the good in people. Show you that awareness, empowerment, and all that other fun stuff that Tim just said. We have t-shirts to support the Positive Truth. They're black or gray. We're going to have to get some new ones because we're about to run out. It's about time. We almost ran out. They're $20 if you want to get one. They go, all proceeds go to RAIN for sexual assault, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, or the Positive Tomorrows, which helps homeless children in Oklahoma City. Or if you don't have $20, get us 20 followers on our Twitter, or 10 followers on our Twitter, 10 followers on our Instagram, or 10 new likes on our Facebook. Send us an email with your size, your followers that you got to like it, your name, and your postal address, and we will send you a t-shirt.
For sure.
I think that was a record. It only took us a minute and 30 seconds to get through the intro today, Tim.
Yo, JP, I was going to tell you that, too. I was like, why did we get through that so fast? I think we're just, like, you know, getting good at this, finally.
It's about time.
9 months later. All right.
We have 8 positive news stories, but before we hype those up, we have a wonderful interview that we just dropped on Friday from Jamie Zumwalt. If you want to feel inspired, you want to hear about something positive, you want to hear about a hero, go listen to that interview. Tim, anything else I should say about it?
Man, this is why we do the Positive Truth. So if you guys are listening, the interview that we did on Friday is why we do the Positive Truth. We want to shine the light on people like her. She is just an angel, just a wonderful human being. And when you guys hear this interview, if you guys haven't, you guys will understand why we're doing what we're doing. There's so many good stories out there like that. And if you know anybody like her in your community, let us know. Send us an email. And if we can't get to her, if she's in a different state, we'll give her a call and do a phone interview. We definitely just want to shine the light on people like, you know, Jamie Zumwalt. So definitely check it out if you guys haven't.
Absolutely. Yeah, positive news stories. 8 of them.
All right, let's get them.
You want to start, Sam, or you want me to?
I'll go ahead and start. I'll start off with a dog story, of course. Storm the dog saves a baby deer from drowning. That's what the story is called. So Storm, you know, being the good dog that he is, he saw a baby deer, which is called the fawn, drowning, and he ran out there. This dog isn't a big dog, by the way. This is like, it's a medium-sized dog. So he goes out there, grabs the deer by the neck, and the fawn, I'm sorry, by the neck, and it brings it to shore, of course. The animal got sent to an animal rescue center where it's recovering. The animal made it okay. I actually have a really cool video that was shared to Facebook that I'll share to our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast if you guys want to check it out. It already has like 6 million views, so I'm sure some of you might have seen it already. But if you haven't, make sure you guys check it out, the Positive Truth Facebook page. And yeah, enjoy it. It's a really heartwarming feeling, especially if you're a dog lover.
Isn't this a Labrador Retriever?
Indubitably.
So what you're telling me is Air Bud saves Bambi?
I love that, man. Air Bud just saved Bambi.
Ooh, JP made a pop culture reference.
That is crazy. It's going to be a good Friday, guys. It's going to be a good Friday. Or, I'm sorry, Monday.
Well, speaking of good Mondays, India just elected an untouchable as its next president. Name is Ron Ram Nath COVID. Yeah, boy.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. All right.
Basically, India has a caste system. It's been in place for centuries. Gandhi pledged to end the country's ancient system more than 50 years ago. And yeah, he's the first person of the lowest caste ever to become president.
All right.
I don't know if you know much about the caste system, Tim, but...
Yeah, I definitely don't, but I'm definitely going to say it's, you know, it sounds good.
So in India, you're born into, I'll just call it a tax bracket. There's basically five of them, if I remember right, five or six. And if you're the lowest for years, like for a long time, the caste system says like you can't get out of it. Like there's no social mobility. So if you're born into like the number one, like good for you, like you deserved it for some odd reason. You can't go up or down. Like you're stuck there. You're always gonna be rich. But if you're born on the bottom, you're called an untouchable. Like you're a peasant, you're the worst of society, and you need to work at the bottom because that's what society gave to you since you were born there.
So started from the bottom, now I'm here. That's all I keep thinking about now.
Literally.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That's like a good underdog story for sure.
And he's the first one ever to become president. This is the significance of Obama becoming president in 2008.
Man, that's huge over there.
Exactly.
That's real huge. That's a good comparison. Man, I appreciate you explaining that for sure, because I know I wasn't the only one that didn't know what was going on.
Where you at, Tim?
All right, man. I'm going to go over to Australia. So Australia did something that I thought was pretty awesome that I hope the United States does pretty soon. They raised the price to cigarettes to, well, by 2020, it will be $40.
Hold up, for a pack?
For a pack of cigarettes. You know,
where
basically in Australia, man, like it's freaking awesome. I really thought the treasurer, Scott Morrison, he first announced the tobacco tax hike in May during 2016 during his budget address. Because, you know, they're trying to get healthy over there. That's really what his main goal is. And he truly feels like one of the most effective ways to discourage smoking is to increase the price of cigarettes, which makes sense. Like, who's going to spend $40 on a pack of cigarettes? I'd rather quit. So shout out to Australia. Shout out to Scott Morrison over there, the Australian treasurer, for taking a step forward and making cigarettes impossible to buy, because I don't know who can afford $40 for a pack of cigarettes.
That's a positive news story for everyone except the smokers that listen to this podcast.
Hey, it's even positive for them. We're trying to get you guys healthy, whether you guys want it or not.
Absolutely. Well, since you're in Australia, I will go north and to the east, kind of. Well, I'm going to Vietnam. It's not really close.
We'll take it. It's out of the U.S.
Okay. And basically, they've committed to shut down bear biofarms. Do you know what that is, Tim?
No, sir.
So basically, they lock these bears in cages. And bile is basically, it's an alkaline solution. It's secreted by the liver and held in the gallbladder. It's like yellowish or green. It aids in digestion and it breaks down fats. Bear bile is commonly prescribed, like in traditional medicine, as a treatment for liver and kidney disease. But there are other, like, herbal options, if you know what I mean. They're just as effective and not derived from animals. But to collect the bile, the farmers either perform surgery on the bears or inserts catheters into their gallbladders, letting the substance basically slowly drip out. And they live in horrible conditions and suffer a wide range of health problems because they're locked in a cage getting stabbed all day, basically.
Sounds terrible.
And that's why Vietnam is committed to shut it down, because there's all sorts of other ways to get bile without torturing bears.
Well, that's a shout out to Vietnam for, you know, taking a step forward.
Passing positive laws to end negative things. That's what we're here for.
Tú sabes. All right, man, I'll go over to Chile then, since we're out of the U.S. still. Chile has added 11 million acres of protected national parks thanks to the efforts of Christine McDivitt Tompkins. I'm sorry, she had a last name there too.
Hold up. I think you need to repeat the 11 million part.
Oh yeah, 11 million acres of protected national parks. Thanks to Christine McDivitt Tompkins, the previous CEO of Patagonia, and the late Doug Tompkins, the co-founder of North Face. The conservation effort of the Tompkins Foundation helped pave the way for Chile to greatly expand its conservation of the prestige Patagonia wilderness. I hope I'm saying that right. But anyways, The 17 national parks along Patagonia that spans through most of Chile, this is where it's going to be on this 11 million acres. So what happened was that this family, the foundation, bought 1 million acres, right, from this other group of people. And the Chile government was like, hey, you know what? We'll pledge to add another 10 million acres. So boom, they put it together, and now this is like one of the biggest national parks in the world. It's 3 times larger than Yosemite and Yellowstone National Park combined.
Isn't it by the mountains in Chile?
Yeah, it's, yeah, I mean, 11 million acres, it's definitely gonna be by everything in Chile. Yeah, there's actually a pretty cool picture. Like, I can probably share it to the Facebook page because it's kind of cool. There's a cool picture of the McDevitt family, you know, standing back, and you can see all this land behind them. It's a nice little scenic view.
So what you're saying is the Positive Truth needs to take a field trip to Chile?
I mean, I'm with the cause, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. We need to talk to the manager, see if that's in the budget.
For sure. Let's hit up, you know, one of our zero sponsors and see what they can do for us.
It's okay, Tim. One day.
One day. We're going to get there. I know it. I can feel it.
So speaking of getting there, Kendrick Lamar. Wow, I can't make a segue there. I tried. That was bad.
A for effort.
F for execution.
Legitimate.
Well, there's a rapper. His name is Kendrick Lamar. He just did a show in Dallas like last week. Saturday. And he met a fan named Jennifer Phillips, who survived a car crash that left her quadriplegic. And didn't stop her being in a wheelchair. She went on ski trips, got a college degree, attended numerous Kendrick concerts. The only thing that ever held her back was she never had a non-wheelchair accessible van. Until now, she started a GoFundMe page and raised $4,000 for it, but we all know those vans cost more than $4,000.
Yeah, those vans are, woof, skyrocket high.
But basically, she got to meet Kendrick. Kendrick, you know, it's a cool little video, signed everything. I will post it on the Facebook page. And then he bought her the wheelchair accessible van.
Man, I read this story and I saw the video too, and I'm not gonna lie, I teared up. That's how powerful that video was to me, man. It was like one of the nicest things in the world. The lady was like so surprised. Was it her mom in the video as well, JP?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was her mom going wild in it. You guys have to check it out on our Facebook page. It's a pretty awesome video. And shout out to Kendrick Lamar, guys. I mean, that's a hip hop artist doing something positive. This news should be everywhere if you haven't heard it already.
Absolutely. Tim, what you got?
My last one, it's about a former president, Jimmy Carter. So he leased 10 acres of land in Plains, Georgia, where he's from, to build a solar farm with a capacity to meet more than 50% of the energy needs of his hometown.
How big is the solar farm?
So working with Sol America, that was the group that put it together, this 1.3 megawatt solar farm will supply more than 55 million kilowatt hours of clean energy to the residents of Plains.
Yeah, but how big is the farm?
It's 10 acres of land. The farm, I mean, there's a picture of it. I couldn't tell you exactly if it's like all 10 acres are using of it, but a good amount for sure. It's a big, big.
How big is this town?
It doesn't say the number of how many people live in it.
Oh,
at all whatsoever.
What is the town called again?
Nice. This is why we have internet. Plains, Georgia.
Okay. Population? All right, Tim, you want to guess the population size?
Man, not even now. I'm hoping it's like, man. I'm going to guess way too low. I'm going to guess way too high, so I'm going to guess low right now. I'm going to say 1,000.
734.
Oh, come on.
That's still really cool.
Yeah, for sure. It's clean energy. Clean energy anyway is cool. But in my head, when I first read this story, I'm like, man, he's probably going to be like, this is like 3,000 people. I bet he's like taking care of half of their electricity bill and stuff. But still, either way, it's still a great idea.
I mean, it's not just houses. If you're doing the whole city, it's like towns and businesses too.
Yeah, so that, I mean, 55 million kilowatt hours is a lot of clean energy for sure.
Absolutely. Every little bit helps.
For sure. I think it's pretty cool that it was done by a former president of all people too. Like, there's so many jobs and different type of people that are doing different things, and for him to take the time out to help his hometown, like, he didn't forget where he came from. I thought that was just really, really awesome. I wish more people would do that.
Absolutely. Jimmy Carter was always about helping people, even when he was president.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was just born when he was president or something, you know, so.
Damn, Tim. How old are you?
Oh, wait, he was president like in the early 80s. Who am I kidding right now? My bad.
70s.
For real?
Yeah, I mean, you remember Nixon?
I thought he was like 81.
81 years old?
No, like I thought he was like his last year president was like 81 or 80 or something.
No, you remember how Nixon, you know, pulled a Trump? Oh, that wasn't very nice.
Yes, sir. I remember hearing about that or reading about it.
He was after Nixon.
Ah, okay, that makes sense then.
He pardoned Nixon, and then it was Reagan. Then it was, the Bush guy.
The Bush guy.
The first one. Then Clinton, then the other Bush guy. Then some dude named Obama, then some dude named Trump. I might...
Some dude named Trump.
Yep. I can't segue this either. My brain is not functioning with the segues. I'm usually really good at this.
It's Monday, man.
Very true. Well, Texas passed 15 new state laws, and I really like them. So I'm just going to talk about them. Civil protections for good Americans. I mean, good Samaritans. So basically, before this law, Texans could break into a vehicle if they were trying to save a child or a disabled person inside without facing criminal charges, but they'd still be on hook for civil liability, which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. So that's been nixed.
That's definitely good. Nobody needs to be pissed off or, oh, you saved my dog, but you're going to pay for my window type of thing.
yes, what? Like, I'm pretty sure Superman isn't saving windows, like, in Metropolis right now. He's not paying for that stuff.
Touche.
Anyways, there's an amnesty for sexual assault witnesses on college campuses because, you know, there might be some underage drinking on college campuses. You know, I've probably never heard of that, Tim.
Never.
And what happens is, you know, there's a lot of sexual assaults on college campuses. We did an actual podcast on this, on sexual assault. You can check it out in the archives of The Positive Truth.
And, we have archives.
And oftentimes students don't report violence or assault because they're doing something like, you know, drinking or doing drugs as well. But there's a new Texas state law that will grant them amnesty if the witnesses report the sexual assault, hoping to uncover more sexual assault crimes in the process.
That's what's up. It sounds like they sharpened up these laws for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some of them I'm not a huge fan of, but I'm just going to ignore those.
I hear you.
And there's one more that I was really... Okay. Last one I really like. They added a lot of laws. Texas now allows anonymous lottery winners. So basically, if you win a lottery of $1 million or more, you can request to remain anonymous, which is...
That is awesome.
Amazing, because, you know, what happens is, like, there's that story of that guy. He was a millionaire and he won the lottery. And he was like, nothing about my life's going to change. And then he ended up, like, his life became awful in, like, less than a year because people were, like, sending him notes. His town was harassing him, like, hey, we need some money. How dare you not donate? He had to move. Stuff was getting vandalized. He had family members coming after him now. Like, winning the lottery is not fun because, you know.
More money, more problems.
Absolutely. Tell him, Biggie. And so you remain anonymous. You get some privacy. You don't have everyone coming after you. You can actually live your life like it was without tons of people harassing you for donations every single day. So congratulations, Texas. Good job.
For sure. Yeah, Texas is definitely on the upside, man. It's looking like a place I could see myself moving to. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't move to Texas.
Why wouldn't you move to Texas?
It's too close to Oklahoma. If I were to move out of Oklahoma, I would go probably back to the West Coast.
Texas is a large place. You could always move to, like, San Antonio. That is not close.
I still haven't been to San Antonio, man. I definitely want to see what that city's about. I heard it's real beautiful, though.
It has an Oklahoma City feel in a way, but better. It's smallish.
It's small, really?
Compared to, like, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, yeah, it's small.
Huh. I've been to all three, I guess. I just haven't been to San Antonio. We'll see, though. We'll see.
Also, the basketball team's really good. They're not as good as the Thunder because, you know, home bias.
Tú sabes.
But, you know, they got the Alamo. Riverwalk's fun. And you're close to everything. Like, if you want to go to, like, the beach or Houston or Austin, you're right there.
Look at you, man. You should be a spokesman for San Antonio right now.
They pay me. if they pay us enough to get to Chile, we'll do it.
That's right. San Antonio Spurs, you are now our sponsor.
We're brought to you by San Antonio Spurs and churros.
Yo, there's a churro spot right across the street from Grant. I went to it finally for the first time, and it was actually pretty good.
That's actually pretty good? There's not such thing as a bad churro.
I've gotten bad churros plenty of times.
What was this?
Yeah, man, I went to a truck where it was like a taco truck, and they had churros there too, and I got it. The churro was cold. It was just, I was depressed beyond belief. So I stopped eating churros for a good like 2 years. And I went to the movies the other day.
Bad experience?
Yeah, man, like if I have a bad food experience, I'm scarred. Like it's just something about me, I don't know. But I went to the movies the other day and I got some churros there and I was like, oh my gosh, these are amazing. So like basically every other day I've been getting a churro and that's life now. So churros are life.
If you had a bad tacos today, you wouldn't have tacos for the next 2 years?
Maybe not that plate, like maybe not a sal, maybe not that place. I'll just go to a different taco stand. I would do that. Okay. Tacos are different. That's a different story. Churros, I can live without. Tacos, nah, I'm not living without that. That's like one less meal a week for me.
Yeah, you need to keep those tacos.
See, you already know, man. I'm getting smaller.
Speaking of that, Tim, so you know I have a new job, right?
Yes, sir.
Been working there for like a month, right?
Right, right.
So I'm working yesterday, and like at the end of my shift, like somebody offered me some bread to take home, and I was like, nah. They're like, JP, how come you never take any food home? And I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, yeah, you get free food here every single night if you want to take it home. And in my head, I was like, stay calm, JP. I've been working here for a month and I didn't know that we got free food? Y'all didn't tell me this? That should be the first thing you tell me.
JP, I would have started laughing so hard if I was there, because I would have been like, yo, in my head, I'm telling myself right now, JP's always hungry, and you're telling him now he can bring free food home? Like, what is y'all's problem? That's what I've been saying in my head, but I've been cracking up out loud, like, visually. So.
Dog, like, I stayed completely calm on the outside. I was like, we can get free food? Like, yeah, you know, you can get free au gratin potatoes, free mashed potatoes, free baked potatoes, free bread. And also, like, every weekend they do, like, family meals, so it's, like, all kinds of stuff.
And you held your composure?
Yeah, I straight poker faced it, man. I was like, oh, that's cool. So where are these potatoes at?
That's cool, but those potatoes.
In my head, I was like, what is this? Took them home, put it on. This might disgust some of the listeners, but you know, I like to mix my food. I did the whole half a pound of pasta with some tomato sauce and put au gratin potatoes on there. It was quite wonderful.
Oh, that's not nasty, man. Potatoes are the glue to food. That's what I was always told.
Nice, Tim. I like that.
Well, man, I'm going to end this with a positive quote real quick. Before I do, though, make sure you guys are following us on all of our social media platforms. On Instagram, at The Positive Truth. You can find us on Facebook, at The Positive Truth Podcast. On Twitter, at TPT_podcast. You can also find us on YouTube, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes. Anywhere else, JP? I can't remember if I messed up or not.
Did you say Instagram?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then we're good.
We are Gucci. Well, let's finish this up with a positive quote. Optimism is a happiness magnet. If you stay positive, good things and good people will be drawn to you.
The glass is always half full, Tim.
Tú sabes.
And on that, we're out.
Stay positive.
Yeah, yeah.